The power of small things. Isn't it interesting if you change one aspect or element of something, it can change the entire experience or the entire tone of something, both in a good way and in a negative way. You can be having a great time. I remember once I'd spent a bunch of money and we'd gone out to dinner with my wife and then, said one thing the wrong way and the next thing we were sort of having this sort of non-enjoyable moment and time, and I'm thinking, man, I spent, you know, all this money just to go out and try and do something nice, and that but one change and the whole experience didn't go too well. Or you can have one little thing go a little bit your way, the wind to your back, shall we say, on in a day, and suddenly you're up and about, and things are good, and suddenly it's quite an intangible thing. But people talk about state, getting yourself in that state, and sometimes there's some rituals and things you can do, behaviors, habits that can kind of get you in peak state, which is a good thing. Like a plane taking off needs a lot of energy, but you can't sort of get 8 out of 10 right. You've got to put a few things in place and a system that is going to bring lift off every single time. And we can do those kind of things to our day and to meetings or to encounters and things where we need to, I guess, systemize things in to get lift off. But also in the other way, in a negative way, one little sensory change, you know, you can change the visual on something, you can change the audio on something, the intensity of something, you can change how animated you are. I remember one time I was working in a place and we, just for a prank, I dried out a prawn and hid it underneath one of my colleagues' desks in his office, and just for the smell factor, I thought, oh, this will be brilliant, and just as a practical joke. And for days, he was getting quite intense about it. He said, oh, do you smell something in here? And I just played it up and walked in and go, man, it stinks in here. What's going on? And it annoyed him so much, he started getting like air fresheners and just spraying it in there all day, even like the automatic ones, you know, that just puff every, you know, whatever minute or two. And he was having such a hard time with it. And then about 3 or 4 days later, I took it out and then took the prawn out of his office for another day or two. And he was, oh, well, something must have died. Or, oh, anyway, it's all good now. It's all gone. And then after a couple of days, I put it back in his office. And this was one of the best practical jokes I've ever done. And he was, again, really intense, or like, you know, I think he said he'd got a headache just from all the smell and the air freshener and everything. And it just baffled him. He had turned his office upside down trying to see what had happened, if something had died in there or something had, you know, there was a mess or whatever. And he couldn't find anything. And I told the bosses, so that was, it wasn't just random. And in the end, I told him and showed him, and then all that intensity of anger and rage and not knowing, you know, like, ah, oh, what is going on here, is suddenly just turned to heroic, hilarity and laughter, and then it was on, it popped then from from more practical jokes, obviously got sent back my way, but it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. But I just changed one sensory experience, and a person's whole day changed, and the whole workplace had changed because a couple of guys got wind of it, and then a couple of them didn't know, and then so anyway, that's point being that the power of small things, that today we can change one thing, one little element, and it might only take a few seconds, or it might take one sensory change for someone, it might take changing your voice today, it might take changing your clothes or your smell or the intensity of joy, the intensity of life and blessing that you bring to someone. Who knows, you might just wake up differently and eat something different for breakfast, I don't know, whatever it is. But you know, that's the art of life, I think, is just adjusting elements and learning. Some things won't work for you, some things will, some things will work massively with huge return. And so let's shake it up today, change an element or two, understand that the power of small little details matter, you know, the little bit of grit in your shoe matters, and also removing those roadblocks so people can have an enjoyable, seamless experience, whether that's through your work, your job, or through your own business. Let's remove some of the clunkiness to it, and have an amazing experience of a day, and also give other people that opportunity too.